from last season to this season, it just seems a little bit more calmer. There's not as much panic of trying to, you know, be touted with a lot of players, and we're not getting them, and we're putting too many bids in for players, and we're getting outbidded by other clubs. I still think Chris has probably got two or three signings up his sleeve. Once the season starts, and he's maybe looking at one or two players out of contract, and he's maybe looking at one or two players that want to leave a certain club, and sometimes if you just leave it as late as possible, it's kind of like the cat and mouse game. The players will try and hold on as long as possible for a deal, but then there'll come a time where they have to kind of hold their hands up and say, right, I'll come and sign for you. But I'm sure that Chris has probably got two or three more in the line. I'd still like to see another centre-half come in to really put the pressure on Greer if Lewis does go in the transfer window, which speculation is seeming that he could be on his way out. You don't want to be leaving that as late as possible. You may as well bring someone in now. If Lewis stays, then you've got three good centre-halves to fight for the two positions. And if Lewis goes, then you've got an ideal replacement already.
What do you make of that situation, finally, Adam? You know, what do you think? I mean, is it down to the player now? So many times clubs say, look, we want to keep our best players. We want him to stay. He's a focal point of our team. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to stay, it's very difficult to keep him.
I think that the club have got to put a picture to the player of where they want to go and how they want to progress on as a club. He's at a very, very good age now where the first contract that he's going to sign moving is going to be a fantastic contract. So I'm sure money-wise, Brighton will not be able to compete in terms of putting Lewis on the same money. But then when you come into these situations of trying to progress the club on... Now, he would have seen along the ways that... Well, I'm progressing in the side and I've done well over the last few years, but I've seen Leonardo Ajoa leave, I've seen Will Buckley leave, I've seen Liam Bridcutt leave, I've seen Ashley Barnes leave. Is this club trying to stabilise a squad that's really going to propel me on and I'm going to be playing in the Premier League with Brighton, or am I going to have to go and get that move straight into the Premier League, or am I have to go into a club that's a championship-bound top half, top six side that will potentially be in the Premier League next season? It's down to the player now, but what I like so far about Lewis, he hasn't come out in the press. He hasn't kind of made it clear that he wants to leave. You don't want a Raheem Sterling situation where you're kind of putting the club to ransom and sort of getting the feelings in the corner. If the offer's going to be right for him, then you're going to sell him. But it just worries me that every time we kind of get somewhere with players, we tend to let them go too quickly rather than keep them for that extra season and really take the club on. And that's my only worry, that if we do let him go, where the club off the pitch is fantastic of where we're going. But it just starts to worry me that little bit more that we're not really progressing on and keeping our best players and adding that to that squad season after season. So it'll be a tough one for Brighton to keep. But listen, we've signed him on a four-year contract. So you sign players on that contract to say, well, hold on a minute. You still can stay here for another season. If you've got 2 years left, we'll still get the decent money for you. So it doesn't matter. It's when he goes into that last year and then he's going to run it out and then he's going to leave on the free, then Brighton might have lost out on £5 or £6 million. But I think if he's going to progress on again, you keep him for another season and his price range will go up another £2-3 million, but it's whether or not the club have got the steel to kind of withdraw all the offers that will come in for him.